are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
4 minutes past 11 here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. We are getting into our daily focus feature with Pastor Phazmo Monga. He's on the line. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning, my sister. Good morning, our listeners.
How are you, my pastor?
We are doing very well. How are you doing over there?
I am very well, thank you. Before we get into our conversation, Pastor, can we open with a word of prayer?
Thank you. Shall we pray? Our Father, who art in heaven, we thank you for allowing us to come in your presence. Even as we shall have our conversation, we pray that you are going to lead us so that everything will be done to the glory and honor of your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen, Pastor. Today we are looking at, this week's theme is dealing with loss. So today we are looking at when life feels heavy. Loss is never easy and grief can often feel like an overwhelming weight. But for those who seek it, comfort can be found through faith, prayer and trust in God's presence during our darkest hours. How can we navigate the valley of grief and come out stronger on the other side? Let's explore how love can guide us through the toughest times. Toughest of times. So, Pastor, how does understanding God's promises help us cope with the pain of loss?
Thank you very much. In the first place, we must realize that when someone loses someone, it can be a spouse, it can be a child, or someone close to you, pain is a reality and pain is there. And we can understand God's promises, and they can help us cope with pain. When we look at these promises that God has made, like Jeremiah 31, verse 3, where God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Talk about the same book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 3, where it says, call unto me, and I will answer you, show you great and mighty things. And finally, also Matthew 28, verse 20, where it says, I'm with you always. So God's promises, they help us to understand that in the first place, you are not alone. You are not alone. And that is very important in a loss. When you're enduring the pain of loss, these verses show us the promises of God that show us that you are not alone. And it's comforting to know that you are not alone. And why you are not alone, someone who is great, someone who is loving, someone who's caring is with you in the pain. He's different from you and I. God is different from you and I. If I'm passing through pain, when you come, you will not feel what I'm feeling. You empathize with me. But when you talk about Jesus, he is inside. He's feeling what you are pain, what you are passing through, that pain of loss. Jesus is passing through that loss with you. And the good news is taking even a greater part. Even when it comes to you, it's already tempered with his comfort. So there's someone who is with us. So the promises of God help us to understand the promises of God. There's someone who is great, loving, and caring is with you in your pain.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for that. In what ways can prayer provide peace when grief feels all-consuming?
Thank you. I look at an example of Jacob. He didn't lose someone, but he was faced with a situation that we find in Genesis chapter 32, where his brother is coming to meet him. He wants to clear him away from the earth, wants to kill him. And we see Jacob consumed in grief. But in his grief, you hear how he talks to God, like just a few verses, Genesis 32, verse 9 there. Then Jacob said, oh my God, oh God, my father. The father of Abraham, the God of my father Abraham, of Isaac, the Lord who said to me, return to your country, to your family, and I will deliver you. I am not worthy of the least of the mercies. Then verse 11 says, deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and attack me, and from the mother with the children. At the end of the same Genesis chapter 32, we find the two brothers have reconciled. But what happened in that prayer? God brought peace in the hearts of the two brothers. The one who was coming to attack him, He was also filled with pain. He had lost a birthright to this same brother. And a birthright means all the lucky, all the blessings had gone. But during that moment of prayer, God reached to the two brothers, and we find them having peace, joy, comfort, assurance, and hope, and even faith. So in other words, Jacob found relief in God. When he prayed, he obtained peace from God in a very desperate moment. So when we are in desperate moments, prayer can help us to bring peace to us, even when we are passing through all-consuming circumstances.
So Mfundisi, what role does community support play in the healing process after loss? Because most of the time we feel like we are alone after losing someone. We feel like there's no support. Maybe you see that people are trying to support you, but you don't feel like the most comforted person, and you feel lost in a way.
Exactly. For sure, there are moments when you can feel loss, and the community plays a critical role. I remember a practical example when an uncle of mine, the elder brother to my mother, lost a wife. And then my young sister and I were assigned to go and stay with him. And when we stayed with him, there are no verses that we are reading to him. There's no Bible verse that we are reading to him. We were just with him. Just with him during that that moment. Like we find in Isaiah 35 verse 4, say to those who are fear-hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with recompense. He will come, he will save you. In other words, the Bible gives us a picture that we are created as a community. The Bible talks about love one another. Be kind to one another. Help the feeble. So the community helps in terms of encouragement, community support, that you have got people around you that you can lean on. You have got a shoulder where you can cry from. And that is very important in a society. I've been visited with someone in my office as a pastor, and I will never forget that situation where this lady was passing through some trying moments, and then she came with her children. We spoke, they spoke, and then at the end of everything, she requested the children to leave the office, and they left the children. And then she asked me, Pastor, can you allow me to cry? I said, you can. And she cried in the office. I was just there seated. She sat also and cried. And then she left. That is community support. You are not saying anything. I just come to you, my sister, to say, can you allow me to release my emotions? And that is enough. Because at times we think that encouraging someone, community support, you just have to say every quote verses and everything. No, at times you just have to be there. You abandon everything. You just say, I've come in your space. I've come in your world. And that is very important. It's even more important than the words and everything that we tell these people when they are passing through grief.
I love that point, Mfundisi. I love it so much. And I've noticed that most of the time when you're dealing with loss, every time you see that people are feeling sorry for you, feeling pity for you, you feel more pain. It's like, ish, these people can see that I'm going through the most. These people can see that I feel like there's no life after this. I'm not sure if they are trying to give you support when it's confusing, Mfundisi. It's a bit confusing because sometimes, yes, it's okay for them to come and comfort me. At the same time, it brings more pain that, oh, I am being reminded that I've lost someone.
That your world has fallen apart. Yeah, but for sure, like I have said, the best support you can be just to be there.
Okay.
Yeah, just be there. I just come by, sit by your side. Whether you are weeping, whether you're crying, I just be there. So it's not words that will say this and that, but just be there in your world and in your space and in your life. I think that will be, it carries more weight than sermons. Yes, we can preach, like at a funeral, we're burying someone, we can preach.
Right.
But when all settles, the presence is more critical than words.
Thank you so much, my pastor. How can we allow ourselves to grieve fully without feeling guilty or ashamed? Because sometimes, especially men, they say, men don't cry. I'm dealing with grief here. I've lost someone, and I'm not expected to cry as a man. I'm putting myself into men's shoes right now. Most of the time, they are not seen crying because they are told, be a man, be strong. So how can I allow myself to grieve fully without feeling guilty or ashamed?
Yesterday, we had a retreat for couples, husbands and wives, and we mentioned that studies are showing over and over that men die earlier than women. Even in terms of resisting stress, women are more resistant to stress than men. And that's more the reason why men die earlier than women of the same age, even younger, because of the same traditions and the cultures that you are a man. In my local language, one of the proverbs actually say that a man is a buffalo. A buffalo is a tough animal, so that means you don't have to cry. If you cry, you are showing as if you are a weak person.
Eesh.
But when you go in the scriptures, you find a lot of people who pass through grief, releasing their emotions without shame and without guilt. And this is what we need to bring, that even as a man, there's nothing wrong for you to go in your room, whether you lock yourself and you cry and cry, whether you go in the bush, if you say the village set up, you cry and cry. It helps you. It's healthy. Look at men like Job. I was just looking at Job chapter 3, where he says, may the day perish on which I was born, and the night in which it was said a male child is conceived. May that day be darkness. May God above not seek it, nor the light shine upon it. May darkness and the shadow of death claim it. So you can see that in the first place, it will not make sense to you, but it made sense to Job. So that's why even when you go to a situation, you meet someone who lost someone, even if you lost someone, don't say, I understand your situation. You don't. You are not that person.
Right.
So Job did the lamentation. Job did the crying. That is weeping. Even when you look at Jeremiah, great prophet, the whole book of Lamentations there is about Jeremiah was known as the weeping prophet. All the emotions were released. Like in my case, I'm a poet. I write poems when I'm grieved, when I'm passing through a situation. I get a pen and a paper and I write and I release my emotions in that way. So people must be allowed without guilt that grieving, whether it's weeping or crying, it's a normal process when someone has lost someone. If you try to shorten that process, then you're also shortening the other person's life, because those emotions will be burning inside. There will be a volcano. One day they will erupt and it may be too late.
Yo, Fundisi, thank you so much. Fundisi, you've mentioned something about being there for someone, not to say anything, just be there. And is it advisable for me to tell the person to consult maybe a therapist?
Yeah, it is important, because there are certain times when grief may go. Because if you grieve, if it is not handled well, you have seen people who have gone into depression. In my local language, there's a term that they use. Actually, what you used to believe is that maybe someone loses someone and they are not cleansed, then the ghost of that one is haunting this one. Someone runs mad, but when actually it's depression, that is depression. So when you see that someone is almost going into that depression, it's important to advise them to seek professional counseling, before it is too late.
Right.
Because at times you find you seek that help when it is too late.
Thank you so much, my pastor. Before I let you go, here's the last one. What are some biblical passages that bring comfort during times of sorrow?
One of the ones that we can cite actually is Psalm 23, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And you hear what he says, yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And that is very important for us, like we said at the beginning, to know I have got a shepherd. He looks after me as an individual. I'm his own sheep. And he talk about the last one, Psalm 30 verse 5, for anger endures for a moment in his favor. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Yes, we may pass through a rough moment, losing someone, but joy comes in the morning. Better things are yet to come.
Thank you so much, my pastor. Before I let you go, my pastor, what can you say to someone who's listening right now who have lost their loved ones?
Thank you. I can say to that one, I said to myself when we lost our child, that even in the moment of a loss, God is still loving, God is still on the throne, God is still caring. God will heal you. You'll pass through, he will heal you, he'll give you the comfort. Wait upon him, even in a loss. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Shall we close with the
word? You're most welcome.
Shall we close with the word of prayer, my pastor?
Thank you. We thank you, Lord, in a special way that you are with us according to the promise that you made. I'll be with you always. Someone listening to this conversation, there's someone listening to this conversation who lost a child, a husband, a wife, or someone close to them. Someone who lost a job. Someone who lost something treasurable, that person. Remind that person, Lord, as you remind all of us, that you are always present in their situation. You are in that space, and joy will come in the morning. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy is coming in the morning. Tell that one child of yours, Lord, that better things are coming. This we pray in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor. Until tomorrow.
You are most welcome, and our listeners, God bless you.
Amen. To our listeners at home, what a beautiful, beautiful, touching conversation with Pastor Pazmo Munga. Till tomorrow, if you do want to, if you have questions regarding our theme for this week, we are looking at dealing with loss. You can send us a message on WhatsApp on +273 470 3520, Pazmo will be here to answer all your questions. Right now, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will be getting into our daily devotion with Pastor Changa. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.